Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you.
You know what that means. And before we get to that, I think Josh is locked out of the studio, Ron. We may want to help him get in there.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Joe and Cindy Farini join us right now live on the show with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
So now, I would imagine grandchildren don't want to hear about this, but grandma and grandpa are not too old to have romance, are they?
I hope not.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking if they think that.
Well, now, because someone wrote to you kind of about this, right?
Yes. They said, what does romance look like after 50? We are both so busy and we seem to be leading separate lives. Money is tight, so we both work to make ends meet. Any thoughts?
Huh.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. So where do you even start with this one? Because, I mean, for you guys, I'm sure when you teach for family life and such, it's like, hello, romance should be just a part of it, if not more than ever, right?
Well, exactly. And I think this question has a number of different parts to it. It's the romance. It's not seeing each other. It's the money. It's the busyness and not having time. So there's a lot to unpack in this, I think. But just to mention a couple of things real quick about each one. First of all, for romance, romance doesn't necessarily cost you any money. Romance is about time and fun and flirting and really enjoying each other. And I want to enjoy my husband until one of us passes away. I don't want to ever stop having romance in our marriage. It's going to look different at each stage, I'm sure, of life. It's not like when you first were dating or first married. But gosh, you know, I kind of feel like this couple really needs to take an inventory, kind of where they're at. And then just not seeing much of each other, of course, that's going to take time and planning and it has to be purposeful, because it would be easy, really, sometimes to just sort of let time go, and pretty soon the next thing you know, you really are leading separate lives. And then just as far as the busyness and the money, those are the things you plan for. If you don't plan for them, it's like, you know, planning for your child for college if you want to help them pay for college. If you don't start when you're young, it's not going to just happen later on in life.
And now you mentioned a few moments ago even the word flirting for those who are over 50. And there's people who 10 years into marriage, 5 years into marriage stop flirting. So how do you flirt after 50? What does that look like, Joe?
Well, you know, I think part of the whole situation here is just the idea that somehow in our mind we feel that things have to change once we hit 50 and the kids grow up. Excuse me. I think, you know, the situation here, excuse me again, is that part of the inventory that Cindy talked about here involves that this couple just needs to step back and just kind of determine what are those things that they value the most, whether it's 40, 50, 60 or beyond. You know, is it more important for these folks at this point to have more cash in the bank, to take a nice summer vacation, going out to eat on, you know, eat at nice restaurants on a regular basis, or is it making sure that mom and dad can make Johnny's soccer game tonight at 6 o'clock, you know, or just to spend time together. And that's part of the romance, I think, part of the flirting part there as well. I mean, but once that topic is really thoroughly discussed, then it's really time to take a hard look at your schedules and begin to prioritize both schedules in light of your stated values that you just talked about. So I think this is a topic that requires a serious sit down, a serious discussion between mom and dad, and they together need to determine what are those things that will take priority in their lives, in their marriages. And I can pretty much tell you, Brian, that if their discussion begins with a line that says, "Well, don't you care about me and the children?" That will not solve the issue on this one.
Yes.
Okay. What we have learned, you know, statistically, is that most women will usually trade off the extra cash for some extra time with the husband and the father. And of course, the problem here is that most men don't believe that. And but the reality is that most women would prefer to have dad home as opposed to having him work 60, 80 hours a week. So in these situations, the woman just needs to, I think, verbally say something like, you know, I'm so glad and I'll gladly sacrifice a little bit more in order to have you home more. And I think that's a very flirtatious statement when said appropriately. But at this point, you know, if the husband continues to work more, he's essentially telling her that his work is more important than she and the family. And I'll tell you a real good secret on this one, Brian, is that the way to break the tension on this one is to have your children, especially the daughters, express their desires as only little girls can express to them, especially to the dad. And I'll just get personal on this one, in that as I remember when I started my practice, I think I was well into maybe the 10th year, maybe a little bit before that. And our daughter, Christina, was all of 6 or 7 years old at the time. And I was just working like a crazy man. And I was just doing what I thought a guy had to do. And that's go work and, you know, knock yourself out and, you know, do what you got to do to be successful. And so I'm walking out the door, as I would normally do every day. And I get a little hug from everybody and a kiss. And Christina gives me a hug and a kiss. And she says, "Daddy, will we see you tonight? Or will we see you tomorrow night, or the day after that one?"
Oof! She kept going. Oh,
she kept on going, and immediately, I mean, I just looked at Cindy at that point. Of course, she gave me that teacher look at me.
Yeah,
I've seen that look from Cindy. That's scary.
And immediately at that point, I went to work and I changed my schedule. And so you both on this one, you both mutually need to agree to cut back on some expectations that you might have. You know, is it the big house, the big car, the big vacation in order to make each other and the family happy, or is it making each other a priority? But you both have to be together on this topic. And in essence, what you are trying to do at this point is to show gratitude for each other. And I think that's a very flirtatious thing as well. But you have to, you know, come to an agreement as to what are those values? What are those things that you want to stand upon in your life and for the rest of your marriage?
Cindy, how have you navigated just life situations that we can't help, especially at this age? For example, around this age, you have to start supporting your parents more, or there may be illnesses and deaths or hormone changes with your spouse that take a hit on marriage and romance. How do you navigate that in terms of validating there's different seasons? I don't know, like, how do you go through that without losing and growing apart?
Well, I think probably the word that I like the best is just to be intentional. And, you know, just to one of your comments, Janelle, the idea of even hormones, you know, change of life happens usually during that time of years 50-ish. And that can be really hard. I know we've tackled that topic on this segment as well. And so, you know, if you need to, you know, get help through those kinds of things, then definitely do it. But I just feel like if we're not intentional, we're going to fail, because it's easy in marriage when you feel safe and you have confidence in your marriage that you just kind of feel like, well, it's not that important right now. But, you know, it's kind of like watching when you see these YouTube videos of like some 90-some-year-old woman who's still doing swing dance and splits on the floor and everything else. And everyone's like all in awe, like, whoa, look at that. But you know what? She didn't just start that 2 years ago. She's been continuing this all her life. And that's what I want to think about marriage. Like, you know, we're not going to be doing all kinds of this fun stuff at the end of our marriages if we haven't been doing them all along. And so we have to just be intentional. And I think that flirting aspect is so important. And flirting often is laughing and finding humor and enjoyment in each other. And, you know, maybe it's a love tap. Maybe it's just the way you look at each other. And I think you just have to continue practicing that. And if we don't, then I think we're going to find ourselves at the other end of our marriage, and it's going to just be dry and barren, and it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? Yeah.
Well, I would say this. I mean, you know, life is really, it's an unexpected journey with a lot of turns in the road. And you as a couple, you need to be able to adjust your schedules and your priorities without compromising your values. And so I think it's so important that, you know, don't wait till you're 50, but, you know, even at the early stages of romance, of of engagement, even the early years of marriage. You need to establish some values in your life that will become like your North Star. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, life becomes a lot more exciting, a lot more fun when you allow your purposes in life to dictate your actions rather than allowing your circumstances to dictate your actions. And so I think this couple just needs to have a serious sit down and talk about these things and then move forward.
Yeah.
And I would just like to add, too, that, you know, in terms of the money part of the romance, as they ask the question, you know, there's a lot of things that money can't buy. And so those are the things we have to look at. And so we, you know, we have energy in our relationship. We care for one another. We have, if we have a good attitude, none of those things cost any money. It's just a matter of really putting your best foot forward and really putting your marriage, you know, in first place the way that it should be in the relationships that we have here, of course, secondary to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Joe and Cindy. If people want more information about you and your ministry, where can they find you?
We would love to have them come to the Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters, and we have something there for them every morning, just something real brief, about 9 o'clock from Monday through Friday. And then if they would like to get in touch with us, CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com.
Thank you. Great topic.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.